an 8-year contract.
Hydration breaks and half-time shows.
They forgot about the fans.
Football's changed, but every weekend, we take it back. Seven is the free weekly game recording first and last goal scorers could win you up to £100,000. It's football reclaimed. Seven. Download free on the App Store and Google Play.
Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Today's episode, we all video soon, I promise, next week, is the best of San Jose, fully on my YouTube, youtube.com/AdamRayComedy, where you can watch all the Dr. Phils, and soon the Dr. Phil live tour documentary, which is going to drop starting in October. So mark your calendars. But the best of San Jose is up on my YouTube from a great weekend in San Jose at the Improv. So enjoy this. Go watch it on YouTube as well. I'm on the road. So much coming up. Where are we at? We got Hawaii on September 18th. We've got Anaheim and San Diego on October 2nd and 3rd. Seattle, October 5th. Just added Emerald City Comedy Club, one night, one show. Bozeman, Montana, October 9th. Salt Lake City, Utah, October 10th. And we've got Chicago for two shows on the 23rd. The 26th, Alabama. The 28th, Atlanta. And we've got Philly on the 4th and New York on the 6th. And I think that's about it. Reno on the 14th. Vancouver on the 12th of November. That'll be announced next week. All those tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. The new Netflix show, Adam Ray Show, drops episodes every Friday. This Friday is John Stamos with the return of Kelly. People love her. She just went on Andrew Santino's pod. Check that out if you haven't seen it. New episodes every Friday. Hope you guys are digging it. Please check it. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your haters, your players. And come see me on the road and get your merch at AdamRayComedy.com. All the Adam Ray Who Is Me Theater Tour merch and Dr. Phil stuff is up there on the website. And yeah, I think that's it for now. So enjoy the episode. The best of San Jose. All right. Enjoy the week. Bye.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Who's on something right now? Like, there's always, at my shows, there's always somebody that's, yeah, I've had people on mushrooms, ecstasy, like, yeah, who's, yeah, anybody just riding some edibles right now? Yeah. Adderall? Let's go, dude. Who's my man, right here? Yeah, let's go. And how many milligrams are we talking?
30.
30. How, is that a lot, or is that par for the course? Say it again.
Maybe.
Maybe. Oh, so we're just trial and error with this drug, yeah? Just see what happens? Yeah, if you fucking Looney Tunes through the brick wall behind me, then yeah. Now, why do you need the Adderall? What's going on? Just lack of focus?
Just for cool shit.
Just for cool shit. Oh, great. Okay, so not the thing I said. Yeah.
No.
Okay. And where do you, what did you have to say to get prescribed it? Because you always need a reason, right?
I told Molly, you need to get Adderall, so she got it for me.
You told who?
My girl.
You told your girl? So you're like, listen, bitch. Yeah. If you want me to make your pancakes again, I need you to fucking hold up your end of the bargain and get me some drugs.
She likes waffles, not pancakes. So.
Waffles, yeah. Where does she work? Is she a pharmacist?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, my God. We'll be right back. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come right back and figure out when this guy's going to die. Dude, heart attack city, and you're the mayor. I mean, casually take an Addy? Oh, man. Okay, wow. So does she take it too? So I don't, yeah. Well, we... She does now, yeah. Oh, fuck it, dude. Sounds like, yeah. The Enabler, this fall on Fox, yeah. Okay, so being with you has just sped up everything in her life. Yeah. Are you guys married?
No, not yet.
Not yet, but you're thinking about putting a ring on it?
Once he doesn't take Adderall, maybe.
Say it again?
Once he doesn't take Adderall, maybe.
Oh, so she's not, so you're more fun on it, and she's maybe becoming a lesser version of herself?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And what does she like to do for fun? You, let's go. Yeah. And so, okay, so what? So, okay, I fucking hate you, but there's, no, I love you, dude. So, all right, so 3 to 4 nights, you let her out of the cage, and she does what? She does the dishes, and then you, and then back in there, and give me some, call in the pills, and then you can come out and sniff my foot or something, right? How long, where'd you guys meet?
We met at a bar one time.
At a bar one time, yeah. What a weird way to phrase that, yeah. One time. Yeah, the one time was assumed, yeah. How do you do it, my man? What's your first name? Yeah, you're the Adderall guy, right?
Adon.
What is it?
Adon.
Adon?
Yeah.
Let's go, Adon. Adon, what does that mean?
Adon. Adam.
It means Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, your name's Adam. But you pronounce it Adon.
Adon.
Adon. With an N. So you're Adon. Let's go. But what does it mean, though? Do you know the origin story?
Maybe not. Yeah. Adam in Spanish? Adon?
Adam in Spanish is Adon. Yeah. Is that, are you Spanish?
Mexican,
yeah, great. Let's go. Well, what do you do for work, Adon?
I'm a professional boxer.
Professional boxer. Let's go. Where have we seen you in a match recently?
No, I make boxes.
You make boxes? Oh. Okay. Still very cool. Still, yeah. Still worthy of standing up and giving yourself a one-person standing ovation. That was fucking amazing. Dude, hell yeah. So it was like Mike Tyson your idol? No, UPS. Oh my God. That was my favorite moment of 2026. I'm a boxer. I'm a professional boxer. Hey, baby, give me some more pills. If you want to see me, left, right, tape, package. Oh my God. Adon, that's awesome, man. Kid Dream was what, Adon? Boxing is what you do now, but that Kid Dream was what?
Baseball.
When you were to be a baseball player? Fuck, dude, what happened?
Obviously, didn't have the talent.
Didn't have the what?
Talent.
The talent, yeah. Well, you gotta believe in yourself, baby, yeah. Where do you box? Where do you, do we know, can we give the company a shout out? Or maybe that's not the best idea after everything we've learned tonight, yeah. Actually, maybe keep that under wraps. No pun intended. Yeah. Well, that's awesome, dude. How do you think you're going to propose to your girl? Have you thought about it?
I have, and I don't think I want to yet.
Yeah. Okay, good. Dude, good. You got to make sure you're all in. The last thing you want to do is drag her along and be...
She wants, like, Iceland.
Yeah.
But I want, like, Madeira.
But you want who?
Like, nothing. Like, whatever.
Yeah, she wants Iceland, and you want fucking... Backstreet,
yeah.
Go see the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, how are we going to meet in the middle? Yeah. Let's meet in the middle, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. I misjudge you, Adon. You're actually, you don't know how to not be you, you know what I'm saying? And that's all you can strive for in this life. Yeah, he saluted me 52 times, by the way. And he's a professional boxer. Thank you for your service. Oh, man.
You know when you open the fridge and somehow you've got mustard, half a lime, three different barbecue sauces, and absolutely nothing to make for dinner? That's my life every day. I always convince myself I'm going to grocery shop, then I get busy. I order takeout, pad thai, whatever, and somehow spend $30 on food that wasn't even worth it. Home Chef has honestly changed that. The meals show up at my door, everything's portioned out, and the recipes are so easy to follow that even I can't screw them up. I've made everything from chicken to steak dinners, and they actually taste like something you'd order at a nice restaurant. Plus, cleanup is quick and easy, which is huge because nobody's trying to spend an hour washing dishes after dinner. What I really like is the variety. They've got more than 30 meal options every week, whether you're looking for something you can make in about 30 minutes or an oven-ready meal for those extra busy days or even a quick lunch. It takes all the guesswork out of what's for dinner. And apparently, I'm not the only one who's into it. Home Chef is rated number one by users of other meal kits for quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. Plus, customers save an average of $86 a month on groceries, which definitely beats another overpriced takeout order. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 50% off and free shipping on your first box, plus free dessert for life. What? HomeChef.com/ALN is how you get this done. That's HomeChef.com/ALN for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. HomeChef.com/ALN must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Hey, question for you. You know when you find something and immediately become that annoying friend that's like, hey, have you tried this yet? Well, that's me with Loreen. I started with the gum because I'm a coffee guy and apparently my teeth and I have not always been on the same team, but now they got these Loreen pouches and I've been reaching for them before recording a pod, driving in the car, or whenever I need a little boost without another cup of coffee. All you do is you just tuck one in and go about your day. Each pouch has 50 milligrams of caffeine, about half a cup of coffee, plus L-theanine and alpha GPC for smooth, steady focus with no energy crash. It comes in mint, cinnamon, and mango, and it's nicotine-free, baby. Always put the pouch in your mouth mouth and feel better about yourself. Every other pouch out there makes you pick between something that helps you focus and something that's actually good for your teeth. This is the only one that's designed to do both, and it comes from a brand that's leading the way of supporting your oral health. Give Lorene a try right now. Lorene Co. is offering my listeners 50% off at buylorene.com/ALN. Did you hear me right? That's buylorene, LARINE.com/ALN for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good deal. Steady your focus, increase your energy, and live a better life today with Lorene.
Signed an 8-year contract.
Hydration breaks and halftime shows.
They forgot about the fans.
Football's changed, but every weekend, we take it back. Seven is the free weekly game recording first and last goal scorers could win you up to £100,000. It's football reclaimed. Seven. Download free on the App Store and Google Play.
How are you, sir? Fuck, dude. You did it, dude. You lifted all the weights. You did it. Fuck it, dude. Fuck. How do you get like that, dude? Years of practice. What's your are you currently working out? What's the regimen? What, do you have a Bowflex? How do you get like that? Yeah. Do you work at a gym?
No.
No. Just where are you using all the muscle mass for good? No? Just like to be in shape and feel good? Yeah? Gotta look good for the wife. How long have you got? Oh, fuck, I just caught a glimpse of her. She's fucking jacked, too. Look at you guys, yeah. Are you competition builders? No. Yeah. All right. Okay. Immediately feel bad about my own body. Well, that's good. One more question. How long have you been married? 7-8 years? She was about to say 20. You said 7 or 8. I feel like you should get the story straight before. Yeah. A little bit too much creatine, sir, is fucking up your judgment. Chicken. All right. So 27 years, let's say. Okay, no, 20? You said?
Well, we've been together 21.
There we go. Been together 21, but married 7 or 8. I love that. And do you ever have, like, push-up competitions? Or, like, what's your foreplay? Like, is it, like... Like, because you're both fucking, like, do you push each other in that way? Because I've seen, you guys don't strike me as this couple, but I have been to gyms where you see, like, the couple that is working out together, but they're, like, they're just, it's a little too much. We're, like, the girl's, like, you know, the guy's fucking on the bench, and she's, like, come on, you fucking pussy. And he's, like, she's, like, yeah, I'm going to fucking fuck your fucking, you know, tiny, you know, I don't know. I forget what they said, but they get so into it, and everyone has to, you know, succumb to their, you know, okay. Who's got like a good TikTok rabbit hole that they can recommend to the group here? You know, because mine are like unexpected animal friendship videos. What's that, bud? My man, you got one? Yeah, sir? Yeah, yeah. Oh, great story. Yeah. And sir, what is your name? Mike. Mike, where are you from? From your mother. Oh, great. I don't think I like your fucking attitude right now, Mike, if I'm being perfectly honest. Mike, have you always been a little shyster like this? Have you always been a little fucking yeah? You seem like a kid that was like yeah, fucking. You'd smack other kids in the dick and be like and subscribe, right? Just fucking.
Yeah, I'm Mike. Yeah,
Mike. Since 10:56 p.m. a.m. this morning. Oh, Mike, you've been drinking for a bit, yeah? Let's go, Mike. Is Saturday your day to let loose? Great. Yeah. I love that. Say it again, my man. I love that, dude. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Can't say you drank all day if you start in the morning. Yeah, there we go. Fuck yeah. What, you guys don't have kids, do you? Or what's, yeah. Okay, I feel like we should call child services if this is... It's awesome, dude. Yeah, you got to let loose. I mean, okay, so Mike, so what do you do for work where maybe the week has contributed to you kicking back tonight?
Heavy who?
You move heavy things? With a crane, is that what you said? Oh, you didn't. Mike, you got to fucking figure it out, dude. This is... I'm just trying to have a good time and make some small talk, and you're coming at me, dude. I don't know if you were drinking fucking fentanyl mimosas, but the edge, you need to take it off. Mike, I love you, dude. Well, okay, so you're a heavy lifter is what you were saying. A who? He is a crane operator. Oh, so the fuck, Mike? He is a crane operator. Mike, how long have you been a crane operator? I assumed, yeah. Yeah. Good assumption, yeah. And Mike, was that the dream, to be a crane operator? You know, because I love stand-up, but I had aspirations prior to this. You want to be a mechanic? Yeah. And what happened, you think? Say it again. You're not good at fixing stuff, yeah. We'll be right back. Okay, let's take a quick commercial break. Let's take a quick commercial break while Mike sucks the energy out of the room with his... Never good at fixing stuff. I just didn't believe in myself as a child. Never good at fixing stuff, huh? Mike, let's go, dude. Are you a little Stony Baloney right now? You told me you were coming? Oh. Slip-slop? What the fuck? Did you just put a curse on the entire room? What was that? I told you I was going to be here. Slip-slop. Slip-slop. Boo-bop. Bee-bop. You're like that homeless guy that pitches you a new alphabet. Ever met a homeless guy and they're like, hey, man, I got a new alphabet if you're interested. You're like, I'm good. He's like, all right, well, just in case. Skip-slop. Boo-bop. Element of P. Love always wins. What's going on with this table right down the barrel? We got four fellas. Is it boys' night? Do you guys have girls in your life? Yeah? No? All four, yeah? My man with the hat is kind of going, yeah, fuck it, yeah. I mean, she doesn't know, but I'm a lover. My man, do you got a girl with the hat? Yeah? Are you the one guy that's kind of not rocking a solo life? Say it again. You guess so. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you should probably know whether or not. Yeah. Who is this girl that is being left in purgatory on? It's a long distance thing, my man. I feel for you. Yeah, I did distance a few times. How do you keep it fresh? Cheat? Yeah. What's that? What's that? Sorry, go ahead. What's the distance we're talking? It's not like San Jose to Pakistan. What is it? Sacramento. Oh, fucking what, 45 minutes? Not even, yeah. Okay, so are you guys like FaceTiming a lot? Phone sex? Yeah? Let's go. What's a... I'll be her, you be you. Let's... Show me... Shh, shh, shh. What is your name, by the way? Like Trevor or Brandon? What is it? Alex? Let's go. And Alex, who fill out the rest of the January 6th table with me. What's... We got fucking Benjamin and fucking Landon and fucking Kremen, which is Craig and fucking Devin, but I put them together. Yeah. Alex, so ready, your girlfriend's name is? Ariana. Oh, that was a long pause for some reason. Unless you were just like dragging out the ah, like you saved it. You're like, Ariana. Thank God her name is that, so you could fucking not remember every time, you know? Ariana. Okay, she's not real, but let's keep playing with this fantasy. Okay, so Alex, I'm Ariana, ready? So you call me.
Hey, Alex, what's going on, sweetie?
Go ahead. By the way, thanks for playing along. This is awesome, by the way. The fact, like, I wasn't fully expecting you to be like, that ain't fucking cool, that's my fucking girl. But this is awesome, dude. Thank you. All right.
Alex,
shut the fuck up. Sir, shut up.
Alex, where are you tonight? Oh. Really? It sounds like you're at a comedy show. No, okay, I love that. What are you, and are you watching a movie? You're not finishing the fucking Idaho Murders documentary without me, are you? No? But, you know, I'm home too. Say it again? Pull up? I live in fucking Sacramento, dude. What are you? I can't just fucking pull up right now. That's a fucking 3 hour drive. Yeah, I've been drinking. Yeah, I've been drinking again. Are you gonna tell me I shouldn't drink anymore, you fucking faggot? I'm sorry
I said that. I love you. I'm sorry I said that. I love you. I'll drive right now. Fuck it. I'm gonna drive. I'm fucking going. I'm fucking going. I'm fucking going. I'm fucking going. Stay on the phone.
Okay, I'm not gonna drive. Because my car won't start. I'm gonna walk. I'll see you tomorrow. And scene. Keep it going for Alex, everybody. I didn't want to let it get too messy, man. I didn't want to put you in the position to have to be like, I'm taking it out. I'm holding it. You strike me as a guy that would just be very, like, matter of fact. It's in my hand. Two fingers are on the balls. Your mouth is somewhere near it. Do you like that? Do you
say, wait, Alex, say my name.
Rihanna.
Yes.
Oh shit, I came. Sorry, I come when I remember stuff. Oh man. What if I just did that for the rest of the show?
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a new favorite podcast? Are you looking for a podcast about movies? Are you looking for a podcast that strictly covers 80s, 90s, 2000s movies? Are you looking for a podcast that's going to be doing movies like So I Married an Axe Murderer, Hot Tub Time Machine, Grandma's Boy, and Ghost? Well, then you just found it. Tune in to The Confused Breakfast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, we're Donnie and Chelsea.
We're best friends, mortal enemies, and the hosts of I Am the Cute One.
On our show, we'll chat movies, gossip about pop culture and current events, but mostly we'll overshare, trauma dump, and embarrass ourselves publicly.
After all, we're millennials, so we've been living and laughing and loving through unprecedented events every few years our entire lives.
So if talking is your love language, subscribe to I Am the Cute One.
Hi, I'm Cassidy.
And I'm Amanda.
And we're the hosts of Drinking the Kool-Aid, a comedy podcast dedicated to the mysterious.
Tune in every week while we cover two chilling tales about everything from cults
to aliens
to the paranormal,
all with a sense of humor.
So grab a drink
and tune in to Drinking the Kool-Aid wherever you get your podcasts.
You've got questions.
We've got answers.
Rana Glickman here.
Brian Safi here.
And we are the hosts of Ask Rana with Rana.
And Brian.
Every week we're joined by incredible guests like Conan O'Brien, Trixie Mattel, Jacob Anderson, and more.
We answer your advice questions like, what do you do when that guy you're about to hook up with happens to be your long-lost father? Or, should I tell my neighbors their exchange student might be a serial killer?
Listen to Ask Rana with Rana and Brian every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I love you, Rana.
Excuse me. My